It's Ben and Kelly. Those are our names, Ben and Kelly. How trendy are those names? Now there's a tool where you can find out how trendy your name has been based on, like, you know, how many registered names there have been in, you know, births and things like that over the span of several decades.
I have heard zero Kellys.
So, all right, we'll start with yours, Kelly.
Okay.
It looks like, based on this graph, that your name peaked. And when I say peaked, I'm talking like 20,000 Kellys.
Wow.
Born. Yes, exactly. Like high volumes. They're in the mid-70s, which makes sense. And then also,
yes.
Then also right around 1980, and then the decline.
Oh, and then everyone's like, okay, we have enough Kellys.
And then, and then the decline
to
where
that one.
Literally there's barely a heartbeat in 2025.
Oh, wow. Like I said, when was the last time you heard of anyone that was expecting a child and said, we're going to name her Kelly.
We're going to name her Kelly.
Let's zero.
Now, listen, my name is not that much better, all right?
Okay.
But mine dates a little bit further back, all right?
I mean,
we're staying in the 1900s. We're not going back into, like, the 1800s or anything like that. I mean, those stats aren't available.
So we're not going back to Benjamin Franklin.
Right. We're not saying that. But it looks like my name, Ben, peaked with only, like, 1,000. Keep
that's
in mind.
It?
Yeah, keep in mind. Yours was like 20,000. Mine,
I'm feeling
only,
better about that.
Right. I'm just more unique, Kelly.
Oh, you're right. That's the spin.
So yeah, 1940, it looked like there were about 1,000 Bens born.
It was the year 1940.
And
we had lots of babies named Ben.
And then 1960, and then it just started plummeting. After 1960. And so now, like, at least there are some heartbeats in 2025, you know, 2020, in the 2020s, I should say, there's probably around 300 Bens that have been born. So at least there's a heartbeat where Kelly, there's not.
Now listen. Okay, fine. I feel like you're lashing
fine.
Out.
We're lashing out. Oh,
Kelly's
shoot.
Fell off the face of the earth, but there's still a few Bens out there.
That's right. All right. So we asked you to go ahead and text us your name if you wanted us to see how trendy your name was. We'll start with Missy. We got several texts from Missy's. And so Missy, plugging that in, it looked like Miss. Oh my gosh. Okay. So keep in mind, Kelly's name peaked at 20,000. Ben peaked at 1,000. Missy peaks at 300.
And it peaked,
it looked like in the late 60s, and then it just kind of fell off with a short spike there right around 1980, and then now in the 2020s, it's barely hanging on.
Oh, wow.
Barely hanging on.
Okay.
All right. So let's plug in Kelsey. Kelsey was another name that was texted to us. So Kelsey is now looks like peaking. That name peaked in right around 1990s, in the 90s, early 90s. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So a lot more recent name, Kelsey, spelled with a K, at around probably 12,000. So quite a few Kelseys born in the early 90s. Now in the 2020s, barely hanging on with a heartbeat. We're seeing a lot of these. So far, we haven't seen a name that has gone up. We've only seen a name kind of go down, right?
Well, yeah, that is true. I just typed in Brandon. Now, Brandon's kind of off the charts. In its peak, which looks like it's, you know,
it's over 20,000.
It's over 20,000.
I know. Yeah. Where we said Kelly was peaking right about 20,000, looks like Brandon's probably in the 30,000s.
And this looks like it's probably around like 1994, 95.
Yeah,
was your peak.
Okay, Amy is another one. Now listen, Amy, though very popular name. Okay. It looks like looks like peaked in the 80s at around 30,000, little more than 30,000 people.
Wow.
By the way, if you're tuning in, we have basically a graph, a tool where you can find out how trendy your name has been. All right. And now Amy, she texted. She was like, I hardly hear anybody named Amy anymore, because right after that peak in the 80s, it plummeted. It fell off the cliff.
Oh, no. It was like the world has enough Amys.
It was like between 1960 and 1980, the popularity of Amy shot up. And then it just was like, nope, we're done with Amy.
we're going to go ahead and retire it.
It just came down.
Oh, now Lindsay's suggesting, okay, have you taken into account different spellings of the name Kelly with just a Y versus Kelly with an EY versus Kelly with an IE?
No.
We're not going to get too nuanced about that because I understand that like K-E-L-L-Y is actually not the typical way that most people assume my name is spelled. I get a lot of K-E-L-L-I's.
Someone texted in Oliver, which is a name you don't hear too often, but I'll tell you, this is a name that did go on the rise. It's on the come up. So
you know what? That makes sense.
So Oliver, barely a heartbeat in the 40s. And then right around 2000, it shot up. And so it looks like it's peaking now.
Oh, wow.
At around 15,000. So it looks like Oliver is a very, very popular name right now, peaking. So between the very 2000s, like Gen Z sort of baby, right?
Okay.
So those are the Olivers. All right. So there you go. I mean, we could do this for quite a long time, but I'll tell you. All right. We'll do Lindsay.
Well, she wants Chelsea. That's her daughter. Yeah, Chelsea.
Sorry, I'm doing Lindsay.
All right. I'll do Chelsea then.
Okay. looks like Lindsay peaked in the 80s at around 9,000, and then has slowly descended to practically nothing. In the 2020s.
Oh. Now, see, Chelsea peaked at around 15,000 babies in the early 1990s. So maybe around 1993, 94.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it's dropped off since 2020.
Yeah.
To like zero.
So, yeah, there you go. I don't know how, you know, I just thought it was kind of interesting to pass along to you. But, yeah, how trendy your name is. The tool is, I mean, it's pretty hard to, like, just say the actual website name on the air because you're not going to remember it. But
no, but we could tweet it out.
Yeah, we'll tweet it out on Ben and Kelly Show on X there.